The web has made life hard for a lot of businesses. There was a time before the web when customers had limited options. If a company gave their customers poor service, it was hard to find an alternative. And even bad-mouthing the company to friends and colleagues only had a limited impact. The web has changed all that. The competition are only a click away, and a single post from a disgruntled customer can have devastating effects. Just read about Dell Hell and you'll see what I mean. If you are to believe some of the more vocal web designers, user-centric design is the answer to this changed business landscape. They argue that if you create a great user experience online, then you will have happy, satisfied customers who recommend you to their friends. And although user-centric design is part of the solution, it's not the whole thing. Ultimately, user-centric design is nothing more than a starting point that eventually leads to broader business transformation. For a start, customers don't only interact with your organization online. You could build the best online experience in the world, but if your customer's offline experience is bad, then you've wasted your time. This is something that we see all too many times. Hosting companies are a good example of this. They have wonderful web experiences, but often their offline touch points let them down. Their websites are superb with all the functionality you need to manage your account. However, the moment something goes wrong and you need to speak to a person, things turn sour. The truth is that customer interaction with companies happens in a huge number of different ways, from telephone calls and emails to retail stores and printed catalogues. Take, for example, travelling by air. A typical customer would book tickets online, print those tickets or access them via a mobile app, receive a receipt via email, receive notification of delays and changes via SMS, speak to a member of staff when they check in, be served by staff when they're on the flight itself, and the list could go on. What all of this shows us is that looking at the web in isolation is largely pointless. It needs to be considered within its larger context. This means tackling each of these touch points and making sure that they operate as effectively as the website. It means ensuring consistency between the web and printed brochures. It means establishing call centres with adequate capacity and well-trained staff. It means considering the layout and operation of your retail stores. In short, it means business transformation. Unfortunately, this can be challenging when you've got an existing departmental makeup within your organisation. When you start talking in terms of customer journeys instead of an organisational structure, you start encountering problems with the way most organisations are configured. For example, retail stores are not likely to be managed by the same team that tackles the web. Strangely, product catalogues are handled separately to the website in many cases. I've even worked with companies where telephone support and online support are handled by separate departments. This inevitably leads to a fragmented experience for the customer. Of course, throwing around words like business transformation is easy, but making it a reality is considerably harder. Most organizations' departmental structures are deeply embedded, and many suffer from deep-rooted cultural divides between various departments. How then do we create a more integrated customer experience? This drive towards more integrated customer experience has led to a relatively new discipline called service design. This brings together designers and business specialists to look at the whole scope of a customer's interactions rather than focusing on a single component such as the website. It's an area which is gaining popularity as we see customer service growing as a differentiator in business. As organisations embrace service design, they're also creating cross-disciplinary teams of user interface designers, retail experts, marketeers, sales professionals, and numerous other specialists. These teams operate outside of the traditional department structure with the single goal of improving customer experience. Some organisations have even gone as far as appointing a Chief Customer Officer, a CCO. The CCO is a board-level appointment who is responsible for bringing a single vision across all areas of customer contact, including call centres, sales, marketing, user experience, finance, fulfilment, and post-sales support. Not only does the CCO ensure that the customer is represented at the highest level of the organisation, it also provides a place for digital to sit outside of the limitations of marketing and ensure digital is represented at the highest levels of the organisation. In an economy now driven by outstanding customer service, both online and off, it makes perfect sense to have a role such as a CCO. It also makes a lot of sense that digital reports into the CCO rather than being nothing more than another marketing tool.